यं प्रव्रजन् तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेतु
First of all,
offer
obeisances to my worshipable
Guru Padmasambhav
Vishnu Pad Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. At his lotus feet,
I
offer millions and millions of times of obeisances. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru Pad Padma
Bhakti
Vedanta
Vaman
Goswami Maharaj
and
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj
at
their lotus
feet, I
offer millions and millions of obeisances. Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Sri Mahaprabhu and Nrisingha Bhagavan, our second day parikrama is going on just fine, no disturbance whatsoever.
Oh,
all sit down, don't stand up, sit down. Sit down, stern order, sit down. So this parikrama is going on just fine. Today we went to Praudama Tala. Yoga Maya Tala, Samadhi of Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Then we went to Rudra Dvipa. Then we went to Nidaya Ghat also, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in transcendental ecstasy in the month of Magh. Very cold season that time. He jumped in the Ganga and he took sannyas there. He crossed the Ganga and he went to Katwa, took sannyas. Very sad. So we just came and saw that place. We are returning from that place. Then we went to Shankar Koop. That is the place of 11 Rudras. Shankaracharya came there. Mahaprabhu ordered him in his dream. Oh, he told Shankaracharya, this dham is very dear to me. You should not preach Mayavad here. What is Mayavad?
Soham,
I am Brahman. I am non-different. Tattvamasi, Sarvam, Khalvidam, Brahma, Pragyanam, Brahma. These are the four so-called Mahavakyas. I am Brahman. I am the unlimited Bhagavan. Everything that is seen in this world is me. Whatever I see by my eyes is Brahman. And you are that, means you are Bhagavan. You are that Parabrahma, means the minute jiva is the supreme Parabrahman. And what else?
Brahman
Satyam Jagan Mithya Dib Jiva Brahma Napara, means Jeeva Brahma Napara. Brahma is the only truth. Material world is false. First he said that everything is Brahman. But he says here, but this world is false. So how is this possible? First he said everything is Brahman and now he says the material world is Maya. How is it possible? So Jeeva Brahma Napara. Jeeva is that supreme Parabrahman. So actually, to hide the Bhagavad Bhakti, devotional service of Krishna from the jivas of Kali Yuga, Shankaracharya preached this bogus philosophy. So we visited all these places today. Especially we went to Nidaya Ghat. Nidaya Ghat. What is Nidaya Ghat? Merciless bathing place at the bank of Ganges.
Mahaprabhu
and at the day of his sannyas, He went for Nagar Sankirtan. He actually went to visit all their town. He went to the place of a covered man to get the milk. He told the mother, "Oh mother, oh you should make me sweet from the Lauki, which was acquired from Kholavacha Sridhar." And then he happily ate that sweet bit made with milk and Lauki fruit. Vegetable fruit. So when Vishnupriya went to bathe at Ganges, actually then her foot was cut and blood was coming, and also while she was bathing, and then her nose ring fell down in Ganga. It fell in Ganges and disappeared. So this is actually inauspicious omens, signs. Oh, Vishnupriya suspected something wrong is going to happen today. Something inauspicious is indicated by these omens. She came back home and Shachi Mata asked. Actually, when she came back home, she told Shachi Mata, "Today Mahaprabhu decorated very nicely her." Then Vishnupriya went home. So actually Mahaprabhu decorated her by his own hands. And actually very respectfully Mahaprabhu told her, "Actually, I have not spoken to you so affectionately. I was so much absorbed. Mahaprabhu was so much absorbed in Krishna Prem." Vishnupriya thought that he was absorbed in Krishna Prem for such a long time. All of a sudden, he is showing so much affection to me. Today, she gave tambul to him, betel nut, and then put her. So, how fortunate I am today. Mahaprabhu set up such maya. Actually, Vishnupriya tried that she should not sleep, but Mahaprabhu extended his maya and she fell asleep. And then, very mercilessly, making his heart like a thunderbolt, he escaped from his house. On the way, there was Shachi Mata. Shachi Mata was sitting there like a mannequin, what is like a wooden statue. But she could not say anything. She had become like a picture. When Mahaprabhu was going out of the house, Shachi Mata could not say a word. In the month of Magh, it was very cold. It was very, very cold. It was the midnight time. And Mahaprabhu jumped in the Ganga. He went to Katwa. And he went to then his hair were cut, and then he went to Kesha Bharti and said and took sannyas from him. Here, one speciality is there here. Vishnupriya, previously she was, she had established Mahaprabhu's deity. And she used to worship Mahaprabhu every day. Why she used to worship? When Ramachandra, in Treta Yuga, he had come to Mamgachi, Modadrumadip. And Sita Devi was also there. And Lakshman was also there. One time, when Mahaprabhu was, Sri Ram was smiling gently. Then Sita Devi asked Sri Ramachandra, "Oh, why you are smiling?" She asked her husband, Ramachandra. "I will come in Kali Yuga. I will be Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and you will be Vishnupriya personally. I will give you up and I'll take sannyas. I'll go away from you, and you will be weeping in the lap of Mother Shachi that time." Then she said, "Why? Why would you abandon me? Why would you take sannyas?" Then Mahaprabhu told. Then Sri Ramchandra told, "It is a very confidential subject matter." So actually, Mahaprabhu told, Sri Ramchandra told, the love has two aspects. One is sambhog and one is viparalambha. Meeting and separation. So meeting, sambhog means meeting. Lover and the beloved meet. Radha Krishna, when, so they perform Ras Lila and other pastimes. This is Milan, meeting. And when Krishna left Radhika and went to Krishna left Radhika in Vrindavan and went to Mathura, this is separation. And Radhika was suffering from his separation. This is Vipralamba. If there is no Vipralamba is not there, then Milan is not nourished. Therefore I will in Treta Yuga. I will abandon you in Treta Yuga. You will live in Valmiki's ashrama. There you would have two sons, one Lava and second Kusha. So Ramachandra, actually Raja Ramchandra. So actually not Ramachandra did not dispatch Sita to the forest, it was the King Ramachandra. He was in his royal duty. In order to avoid the criticism of the masses, he sent Radhika to the sent Sita to the forest. So then Sri Ramachandra, he set up a mat on the ground and he used to sleep on the mat very simply. He almost became like a brahmachari. And he would lie on the ground just on a mat, and somehow he would eat simple foodstuffs and he would live in separation from Sita. He stopped any enjoyment. So in this way Ramachandra, so then Ramachandra wanted to perform Ashwamedha fire sacrifice. Then he went to Vasishtha and he told Vasishtha that I want to do Ashwamedha sacrifice. Vasishtha said, you can't do Ashwamedha sacrifice, you don't have wife. Why I cannot do? Where is your wife? You bring Sita back and then you can do Ashwamedha sacrifice. Without wife, husband cannot do any sacrifice. Oh, then Ramachandra said, this is impossible. All right, I still want to do fire sacrifice. I still want to do Ashwamedha sacrifice. Then Vasishtha said, any woman who likes you, you can marry her and you can do sacrifice. Ramachandra said, that's not possible. Other than Sita, I will not marry anyone else, never and never. So then you cannot do sacrifice. But at least tell me some means. Then Vasishtha said, all right, make the golden deity of Sita, Swarna Sita, and then keep her on your left side and do sacrifice. So all right. So Ramachandra agreed. So that the deity of Sita was made from gold. And then Ramachandra used to worship Sita Devi. He installed the deity of Sita. So then he did Ashwamedha sacrifice. At the time of Purnahuti, he realized that Lava and Kusha are my sons. Then he called Valmiki. He asked Valmiki, you should go. So near you is my Sita Devi. You should bring her here. My wife Sita, you should bring her here. He told Valmiki. So there were this side where Lava and Kush were there. They were singing Ramayana, the life history of Ram, in front of Ram himself, as taught by Valmiki to them. So then they went to the assembly. Oh, Valaku sang so sweetly. Everyone in the assembly was astonished to hear the singing of Ramayana epic. So actually Lava and Kush also described how Sita was sent to the forest. They described all the pastimes beginning from Ram's birth till Sita was sent to the forest. So Valmiki went back and he brought Sita to the assembly, to the royal assembly. And then Valmiki told in the royal assembly, today I am Valmiki is who? He is the son of Prachetas. He would never speak lie. Valmiki never speak lie. Valmiki has done lakhs and lakhs of years. So Valmiki is very truthful. I know the past, present and future. I tell you, Lava and Kush are your sons and Sita is your wife. Valmiki said, I tell you, based on my truthfulness and austerities, that Sita is your wife and Lav and Kush are your real sons. So, but Ramchandra, but Ramchandra's mind was not, could not accept this. Because Ayodhya, actually people of Ayodhya, they were already casting accusations against Sita because she had stayed with Ravan for 1 year. So please give evidence that you were in Lanka. So therefore we cannot trust Sita. So then, so Sita said, I will give the evidence that I am very chaste. What evidence I will give? If I am chaste, if I never deviated from my chastity, even in the, even in Lanka, then O earth, you should open your mouth. You should take me inside your lap and take me in your lap and take me, oh my mother earth, because Sita had come out of the earth anyways. So if I ever remembered any other man other than Ram, then don't give me position in your lap. But if I always remembered Ram, oh mother, open up your belly and put, take me back in your belly. So immediately the earth opened up and that beautiful golden throne came and earth came there, mother earth came there and she took her daughter Janki, Vaidehi, and boom, and went inside, you know. So Ram told, then Ram became very angry. He told, oh my mother-in-law, oh my mother earth, give back my wife, otherwise I will destroy you. Then Valmiki told, oh quiet. Lord Ram become quiet, peace, peace. Actually don't weep for Sita. Sita has already reached to the Aprakrut Ayodhya in the spiritual sky. So this is actually, now this piteous mood pastime, Karuna Ras, actually pitiful pastimes have ended. This sad pastime is coming to a close. So that Sita Devi. So Sita used to worship. So Ramchandra used to worship Sita's deity in Ayodhya. So now in return to that particular endeavor of Lord Ramchandra to worship Sita's deity, now Vishnu Priya used to worship Mahaprabhu's deity in Navadvip. So she used to weep day and night and she used to keep some rice grains in one plate and she used to weep Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and with one chanting of Mahamantra she would actually drench that grain by her tears and then put in another plate. So like that she would cook as many grains as she has chanted the Naam and she would cook something and offer it to the deity of Mahaprabhu, rest she would feed to Mother Shachi and rest she would eat. So in this way she did intense austerities and remembered Mahaprabhu. So she did deity worship of Mahaprabhu's deity in exchange of Ram's deity worship of Sita. So this is Vipra Lambha Ras, mood of separation. So this is actually very confidential rasa is there. So when this mood of separation would come in heart, so where would I go? Kotha go? Where will I see Shyam Sundar? My without Vrajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar Krishna, my heart is how we should start for weep for Gurudev. One should have complete dedication for Gurudev unless we have full faith in Guru. First start this Vipra Lambha Ras with Gurudev himself. Feel separation from him. We should weep for our Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Then and then by weeping for Gurudev's mercy and when we chant Krishna Naam, then you'll get perfection. Oh Krishna, oh Hare, oh Ram, hey Hare, hey Radhe, hey Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means Hare Krishna and Radha are meeting. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. He is separation. Krishna and Radha are separating from each other. So then again Hare Ram meeting, then separation, like that. So Goswami has explained like this. So like this when we are doing bhajan, yuga itam nimeshuna chakshusha pavrisha itam shanya itam jagasarv govinda virahena me. In separation from Krishna, one moment is seems like ages. If for Guru and for Govinda we don't weep, we are not entering in bhajan at all. We are not in. So this mood should come in our heart first. So which is mood should come in our heart. So we should pray at the feet of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Nandai Hari Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Guru Chandraya, Nandakaya.